It's business time.
Thanks, Rob. That's right. It's time for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is a segment where we talk with entrepreneurs, CEOs, and business leaders about their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, let's talk about the emerging business of biotech and healthcare. You don't have to go far to see that Chicago is serious about its investment in the medical field. The Illinois Medical District, just west of the Loop, takes up 500-plus acres and features four major hospitals, medical research facilities, labs, a biotech incubator, medical universities, and a slew of other healthcare-related facilities. The Illinois Medical District, or also known as the IMD, is way more than just a place to go when you're sick. No, the IMD is Chicago and Cook County's bid to be a global leader in this industry and an economic engine for Chicago, as there are over $1 billion in construction projects already in the pipeline. So what's it take to be a global leader in the medical field? Joining me tonight to talk about the future of the district, its continued success, and its challenges is Dr. Suzette McKinney. She's the CEO and Executive Director of the Illinois Medical District. Dr. McKinney, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, I was talking to Pete right at the beginning of the segment where I'm like, you know, I knew of the area, I know the hospitals, all that area, but I did not know of the city's push to make this an Illinois Medical District, to make it a district. What's it mean for the city to have an Illinois Medical District?
Well, first of all, it means that we have a special use zoning district that is specifically created and designed to be a hub for healthcare, health education, biotechnology, and technology innovation. But you mentioned that economic engine, and that's really important because our overarching mission space is to drive economic growth for the city of Chicago, the county of Cook, and the state of Illinois.
Well, I mean, that area just west of the Loop, right over there by Ashland, I mean, that has always been a spot for hospitals, Rush, Cook County, Stroger. It just wasn't a zoned district at that point?
Actually, the district was created in 1941.
There you
go.
So
it's been in existence for 75 years. But I say quite often that one of our biggest challenges has been anonymity. So one of my greater goals is to rectify that challenge and to ensure that people know who we are, not just here in Chicago and in Cook County in Illinois, but nationally and internationally as well.
We hear so much about emerging industries, and we talk a lot about the tech sector here and Merchandise Mart in 1871 and other industries that are coming up. Where do we stand when it comes to these the medical field and biotech? I mean, is this an area in which the city and the state want to invest in? And can we be global players when it comes to competing with other cities like Houston? I know they have a big biotech area, but can we be at that level?
Absolutely we can. And the answers to your questions are yes and yes. We can do this here in Chicago, and I think we have the potential to be a global leader in this area. You mentioned 1871. There's also Matter, which is located at the Merchandise Mart. It is specifically a healthcare technology incubator. But I was fortunate enough to recently travel with Mayor Emanuel and other healthcare and technology and business leaders from across the city, including some of the folks from Matter. And we traveled as part of a delegation to Israel to strengthen ties between Chicago and Israel in the areas of healthcare, technology innovation, as well as water conservation.
Now, that was a big story, and the mayor came out saying, you know, just being able to have the right technology in place when there's going to be water shortages in the future. I mean, when you talk about biotech, what can you learn from countries like Israel and other places that can help the city and help the state of Illinois?
I think there's a tremendous amount that we can learn. You know, first and foremost, I think in order for us to be global and for us to think outside of the box and think differently from the way we normally think here, we have to see what others are doing. We have to learn from them. We have to hear them. We have to listen to their ideas. And we have to, on a regular basis, share information and engage in knowledge exchange. And I have to tell you, the week that I spent in Israel, I saw the most amazing healthcare technologies that I've ever seen. I saw new companies that are doing everything from developing products to treat diseases and things that children deal with, such as ADHD and speech impediments, to predicting whether or not a woman will be able to properly breastfeed her child. I saw other healthcare technologies that help improve posture and things of that sort. So, you know, again, it's just a matter of learning from our colleagues that are in other areas.
You know, and I think about this because, you know, we invest in a lot of different emerging technologies and emerging industries in this state where there might be someone who says, well, you know what, should we be playing on that field? I mean, you have had a background that has been in Homeland Security, public health. And more often I think about the idea that should Chicago take a leading role when it comes to these industries, these emerging technologies, when we're talking about epidemics, we're talking about infectious diseases, we're talking about Zika, things of that nature, some of the things you just even mentioned here. Should Chicago be at the forefront leading this country into that fight, and what does it take to do that?
Absolutely, Chicago should be at the forefront. First and foremost, there's no reason why we shouldn't be at the forefront. And I think it goes without saying that Chicago holds right now an incredible amount of talent and intellectual capital when it comes to healthcare, biotechnology, and even issues around security and emerging and reemerging infectious diseases. So it's about harnessing that intellectual capital that already exists here, but sharing that information and that knowledge with our counterparts and learning from others and their intellectual capital as well to help us all be bigger and better and bolder than we've ever been before.
Dr. Suzette McKinney is the CEO and Executive Director of the Illinois Medical District, and we're talking about the district and how it grows here on the Download of Chicago Business Line. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. And I'd love to talk about the challenges, because I also know that to be, as I mentioned, all the great things that are in that area. You've also got four major hospitals that didn't really talk to each other in the past, and it's your job to make sure they do, to be anchors for a community and a district that's going to economically grow in the future. So we'll continue and have that conversation with Dr. McKinney here on the Download in Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's Download on Chicago Business here, sponsored by Signature Bank. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Dr. Suzette McKinney. She's the CEO and Executive Director of the Illinois Medical District. She's having a great week. The ambulance company made a big splash this week. It was in cranes everywhere that they are coming to the Illinois Medical District. Like you mentioned, just the week before, you guys were in Israel doing the learning more about global trends in biotech and the medical fields. Talk about the challenges that are in front of you in the Illinois Medical District, because you talk about the economic part and billions of dollars are already committed to the projects to build and build out hotels, everything around that area. But at the end of the day, it needs to be a district where before it may have been district by name, but it was for competitive hospitals. Right?
That's
for,
right.
So how do you get private hospitals, one public, but how do you get these hospitals to talk to each other and recognize that they all win if they come together and be one?
Absolutely. Well, one of the first approaches that I've taken in this role as CEO of the medical district is to help the four hospitals understand how coming together and working more collaboratively benefits them all. So you may be doing great as an individual institution on your own. However, working together as four institutions toward goals and common goals, I would say, helps them all be better at what they do.
Do you have to show financial incentive to them? Do you have to say, hey, here's 10 years out, here's 20 years out, this is what we think you can do if we all come together?
Well, financial incentives always help. But I think another thing that helps, and certainly in my opinion has helped them come together more, is also really understanding the community that we sit in and some of the challenges that that community has seen, and helping them understand how we can all come together to make a long-lasting, sustainable, what I like to call catalytic change on the west side of Chicago. And those are factors that have been game changers in terms of helping us all come together. And, you know, I don't want to minimize the IMD's responsibility in this. You know, for a long time, we have sort of been a silent partner, and that is a lot of what has encouraged the hospitals to just sort of do their own thing. But we're not silent anymore.
Well, you can't be. I mean, if you're going to get the hospitals to come together and you're going to try to attract the best and brightest when it comes to the emerging fields we've been talking about, you not only have to build this district out to be a community, but you have to think, and you've been talking about this as well, to almost bring infrastructure to that area, more public transit, because people are going to be coming in there, more retail, more hotel opportunities. It's really almost like building its entire little city around these hospitals in a short order.
That's exactly what it is. You know, I would tell you that we have done our homework. We have done deep dive researching into some of the most successful medical and technology innovation districts across the United States. I have personally been out to the Boston, Massachusetts area and visited Kendall Square and that area around Harvard and MIT. And one of the things that we've seen that makes these districts most successful is having the amenities in place that support the businesses and the industry that you're trying to attract. So restaurants, residential, retail, public infrastructure,
right.
Transportation.
But none of that stuff is in that area. I mean, I don't belittle who's there, diminish who's, what
sure.
neighborhoods are around that area. But I mean, if you're talking specifically about that lot, that's tough.
It is tough.
To build from scratch.
Absolutely. But you know what? The energy and the momentum is there, and we are taking advantage of it. I think at this point, the community is hungry for it. Everyone wants it, not just the hospitals and the employees in those hospitals, but patients and their family members, but also students from the universities. We have the new Malcolm X College that's just across the bridge, and many of those students are coming into the medical district for internship opportunities and job opportunities. And so everyone wants it. And every single private sector firm that I've talked to, that's what they want as well.
The Cook County Hospital, the old building that still stands,
yes.
is an area, and it's a big part of the Illinois Medical District. What's the plans for that building? That's a landmark.
Absolutely.
What is the plan for a dormant building right now that so much has just been facades for TV shows and for explorers of the city to go, oh, I love this building, the facade of this. Is there plans to take that building down, change things up? Well, how do you see you're using the old Cook County Hospital?
There are big plans for that building, and none of them include demolition. The Cook County has a very exciting plan for future use of that building, and currently those plans include bringing in a boutique hotel and then filling in the remainder of the facility with some residential as well as with some administrative space that will be primarily utilized by the Cook County Health and Hospital System. So we are very excited about that project, but I would tell you that's not the only project that's happening in the
billions of dollars in there. All right, so one of the areas, you know, that's always important when you're trying to create an Illinois medical district is be able to have incentives or to be able to have funding from the government. In this day and age, whether it be the federal government, the state government, even the city, county government, we are seeing left and right a lot of change, whether it be
Absolutely.
Ups and downs, or we can't afford this, or we're thinking about getting rid of it altogether. How do you find certainty and the ability as a CEO, how do you sort of get past the idea that that's a very uncertain area and it changes by, you know, it changes with the winds?
Sure. Well, you know, as I said before, we're trying to create catalytic change on the west side of Chicago, not just for the medical district itself, but for all of those neighborhoods and communities that surround us. And to be quite honest with you, we don't have a plan to be solely dependent on government funding at any level of government. We truly believe that in order to create and sustain the type of economic growth that we are trying to achieve, that we have to diversify our funding mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And so our current strategy for the future growth and development of the medical district really is a private sector strategy. We are focusing on attracting private sector investment and private sector business to the medical district.
Which is not a gamble, because there's a lot of investment in that area right now. That industry, if you're going to go to find capital, biotech, healthcare,
sure.
those are big industries that people want to invest in.
Yes, they are. And at the end of the day, we're trying to create an ecosystem. I like to say the environment that we are trying to create will ensure that the medical district is a place where people can live, work, learn, and play.
Dr. Suzette McKinney is the CEO and Executive Director of the Illinois Medical District. I'd love to have you back. I would love to talk more about this, because as this continues and more projects come online, it's such a fascinating transition to a part of the city that, as you mentioned, has been anonymous in the past that looks to be anonymous no more. Dr. McKinney, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.